Coach, the two wins you've got on the road, are you able to put your finger on what's changed in terms of style or buy-in? Or, I mean, because your team looked a lot in the last two games, like I think a lot of folks, and probably including yourself, have expected.
Not a major shift. So there is, you don't need it to travel 100 miles to get to where you need to get to. We're just a little bit better in our focus through 60 minutes. I've sat here a lot of games and told you we like big chunks of, and then there was a piece that we didn't. But in both games, we were pretty darn good for 60 minutes of hockey and solid straight through. So we had their attention and their focus in Colorado. Everybody knew that was a huge game. Sometimes that comes from a little bit of what the Boston Bruins are bringing into town here. We really didn't like our Carolina game, the start of it. Especially sometimes when you play that much better in the second half of a game, it makes you feel even worse about the start because it was there for you. And you get that attention over 82 games. You have one of those games that, you know, I think the players would agree and the Boston players would agree about their guy. They didn't like that game. And you get that focus back and you have success, so it's a little easier to stay on target and dust and sign. So there's another positive piece that comes into your room. So we were able to double back on that first effort.
You've had ample experience this year in terms of schedule challenges, especially in your first half. So here you are again into another run of games where you're traveling all over the place. Are you doing or going to ask your team to do anything differently, or is your experience going to help you do something better in the next run?
So this particular block of going back and forth is probably a little bit more like last year. We had a bunch of those come home for a home game and travel to both sides of the country, and we get a little bit of that here again. So we do, just in terms of when we travel, when we leave, staying over a little bit more, flying the next day, our off days. The hardest part about this month is, with our travel days, is finding 4 days off that are actual days off to the PA, because we play, it's actually a really light schedule. We play basically, you know, every third day, 3 days a week, but we're traveling on a lot of Sundays, so we can't count those. And we get off after 2 a.m. when we come home a lot, so you can't count those. So you got to fit these days in, but we've got a little bit of experience now, so we're using that.
Have you got anything new on Andrei Pavlik?
So he skated yesterday and he skated today, and he's going to, we'll get a handoff here in the next couple of days where they're 100% for him, and then it's going to be on me to decide.
What's Joel Armia doing better to earn more and more of your trust lately, Paul?
Well, the stuff that coaches ask him to do, he's on the puck harder, he's in on the forecheck, he's playing a more pace-oriented game, and then the stuff that you really like that you don't teach is how he's handling the puck a lot of times in traffic. So he's been really good at making some outlet plays, controlling pucks kind of in on that forecheck. He shows a nice set of hands, and that line has some good chemistry. He's a smart defensive player, so he's got that kind of as his buy-in. You can play him on a line with Ladd and Lowry, and I thought they played really, really well. But he brings some offensive skill. It's not showing up on the score sheet or on his stat line, but we think there's some offense there.
Is he a guy that you've had to talk to a lot, or is it just a matter maybe the light bulb is going on for him?
No, so he gets a pretty consistent a theme of what we're looking for, and then he gets some pretty good feedback after each game or after a block of game of where he's at. And again, he hasn't had a lot of players, there's a bigger gap in their best and their worst game. I think it's been a pretty narrow gap of his game, slightly on the upside, so we like the way he's played.
Teams are all going to have their share of low points during a season. In your mind, what's it specifically about that first period against Carolina that seems to have spurred this team on so much?
Well, we had 2 days off at home practices, and that was a big game going in. And sometimes you read what happened in front of you wrong, maybe we were tighter than I thought we were, but we weren't moving the way we're supposed to move. And then after the first period got better and better and better till the end of the game, and when you sum up the chances for and against, you're going, well, we did it again. We feel we outplayed the other hockey team and lost, but we didn't come out with the fire that we needed to come out with. And that I think the players would have agreed on that. And that kind of sounds, like I said, just exactly like what Boston's bringing into our building tonight. They're going to be very, very focused on their job.
And you talked about it briefly, but Byfuglien signing, what role does that play in what you've seen from your team recently?
He's more than just what you see on the ice for our group. Like, he's such a big personality in our room, the guy with the big smile, with the jokes, and he interacts with the whole group, the trainers, the coaches, the players. You know, he's very well liked, and then you see what he does on the ice. That knowing that he's going to be here and wants to be here and made a commitment to be here, that's a great feeling in the room.
Is it like a feeling, are the players settled? Is there something settling about it?
Well, there must be. There must be that effect. I don't know. I can't measure or weigh the effect of the situations that we've dealt with. All I know is they don't matter, because you'll have adversity in your season regardless of what that is. You never get to say that's a problem. I mean, it's a challenge. But, you know, we're fighting through it. Having his done, you know, makes the room a little more settled.
It was a year ago, Paul, that this team made the trade with Buffalo. Just as how impactful was that trade with respect to your group, and where have you noticed, has it affected you guys the most?
On the short term of last season, with all the injuries that we had, having Tyler come in on the back end, and Drew scored big goals for us. You know, adding those two players was the first piece of us surviving to the trade deadline to add a couple more to make the push that we needed to make. You know, we've got three players from that trade now in our lineup and two in our top nine up front tonight. And Tyler is a really big part of our back end. And I think we have two more coming. So it's been good. And I watched, it turns out I watched Buffalo a little more because they just were in Boston for pre-scouts. Evander Kane has fit in very well there and big, a big part. And Zach takes big minutes. So everybody got what they needed.
Paul, we saw Nikolaj Ehlers on opening night in person, and he was pretty impressive. What is the part of his game that you would like to see the most improvement on? Because, we in broadcasting tend to notice the highlights and don't notice the things that coaches notice.
I'd like him to get older. He has had such a normal run for a highly skilled 19-year-old man coming into the league. He was really good out of the gate. Like, it was almost like our team. So there's a team effect on him. We had a stretch where we really struggled and he didn't put much offense up. But in that stretch of time, as a coach, you could live with his game because he was making the small improvements and stopping and starting his own, all the things he didn't have to do in junior. He was learning the pro game and he'd still get those shots off, just wasn't quite as dangerous, you know. But there was very teachable, very professional for a young man. He's into the game. He's watching video. He's trying to get stronger over the course of the year, which isn't easy to do. And then in the last, 4 weeks, he had a little bit of a Christmas break and a little bit of an All-Star break, so he gets a little bit of that jump in his stride back. He doesn't have a gaping hole in his game. He's not a guy, so I'll play him with Little and Wheeler now. It's not just an offensive component. I know that those two guys are drawing all the heavy fire. They're going to get the shutdown pair of D and a lot of nights the shutdown forwards. Those you guys are usually pretty good and pretty offensive as well. So if he's not right in his own end, it'll show up right away. And we haven't seen any of that. And I think that's part of that two-month block of time that he just kind of learned his game, and now he's back skating, so he's pretty darn dynamic.
It seems that coaches speak that way about young Scandinavian players more frequently than North American players. And maybe I'm painting with too broad a brush, but it seems that the Scandinavian players come to North America with a very well-rounded game and attitude.
I think the game that they're taught over there, I think the European game, even though we see all this high skill, a lot of it is a defense-first hockey on the bigger rinks. If you don't have the puck, you got to defend. If you do have the puck, you get to hang on to it a whole lot longer and work on that. But, we're going to fire out some stereotypes that I hope neither one of us get in trouble for. But the Finns are always, really good defensively on the puck. Like Joel, there's not a whole lot you got to work with. They've learned that coming up. Maybe it's because we're usually talking about the highest end of those teams. They're smart, but they've also played a lot of competition against Canada, the U.S., Russia, and when you get into teams against them, you got to defend really well. So you train your whole system to that. But I would agree with you on those players. They are usually defensively pretty sharp, pretty solid. They've been well schooled in it.